Hollywood is on the air, bringing you a preview of songs, dances, laughter, and stars from one of the season's greatest comedy hits, Paramount's College Holiday, starring Jack Benny, George Burns, and Gracie Allen, Mary Boland, and Martha Ray, all of the great stars that made the big broadcast of 1937 the sensational success it was. Right from Hollywood, the land of gals and gags, comes the voice of that gargantuan gagster, that cavorting comedian, that unceremonious master of ceremonies, Jack Benny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All you lovely people applauding. And that reminds me of a very funny story, which I will omit by request. Instead, I'm going to let you in on the sophisticated chatter of some of the world-famous movie stars who are fairly swarming about me. Listen.
Good evening. I love your music. I thank you. Never go home.
Thank you, Miss West. Very good. A little risque, but good. And now, friends, another little request number by my Philharmonic refugee.
Benny, radio's number one comedian in the role of J. Davis Bouster of the California Bousters, is the sheriff-haunted manager of a California hotel. Jack runs and the sheriff pursues. Jack wins the race, but the sheriff remains in possession both of the hotel and Jack's pen. And so after snitching a bedsheet from a California wash line, Jack takes to the road, clad in the bedsheet that resembles the garb of ye ancient Greeky. Roaring along the road comes an auto conveying Mary Boland, a spinster with millions of dollars and no brains. And Etienne Garrido, a little man who wants to use Mary's millions to perfect his theory of eugenics. And he would, if only he could find enough college students to use as guinea pigs. Garrido and Mary are also garbed in Greek togas. Suddenly they espy Jack Benny. Let's listen in and see what happens when Greek meets Greek.
Look! Hercules! A Greek! A disciple! Hail, brother!
Hi, sis.
Come, join us, and peace be with you.
Well, I doubt it, but I'm in no mood to quibble.
Well, you're going to stay with us and decide whether the hotel will make a suitable site for a setting. For bodies beauteous.
Did you say bodies beautiful?
Bodies beauteous. It amounts to the same thing.
Well, then look, how would you like to have me deliver you a flock of the most beautiful physicues in the country?
Where will you find these specimens?
Fresh out of college. Vassar Venuses, Wellesley Wenches, He-Man from Harvard, Amherst Apollos, Georgia Junos,
Princeton Profiles.
That's right, and Swarthmore Sirens.
Stand the once again.
With all his Yale yokels, Wesleyan wenches, Harvard heroes, and Cornell cuddlers, Jack heads back to California. Professor Dove may want to use them in romantic experiments, but Jack Benny has his own ideas. He wants to use them as talent for his hotel's entertainment. It's a streamlined train loaded with streamlined songs and dances, packed with such great performers as Eleanor Whitney and Johnny Downs, who now give you their rhythmic interpretation of A Rhyme for Love.
Honey, you're a little a Malaga.
What's a Malaga?
Just a rhyme for love. We can live together in a little Alatone.
Uh-huh.
What's a Malaga?
And here are Leif Erickson and Marcia Hunt singing Enchanted.
Was it your eyes that set me aglow? Am I enchanted, enchanted on love? I
the train, but trying hard to catch up with it, are George Burns and Gracie Allen. Gracie is the daughter of the nut professor who wants to found the eugenics colony with Mary Boland's money. Gracie is driving a span of four white horses that pull the chariot in which she and George are roaring down the highway. Faster and faster they go, with Gracie's Grecian robes flying in the breeze, and George having all he can do to hang on to his hat and his sanity.
Gracie, do something, do something.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
A train, a train.
Oh, sure. George, did that come out of me? Hey, I must be getting pretty good, huh?
Whoa.
When the train arrives in California, Jack's a wreck, and the youngsters are raring to go. And go they do in this swinging number. Who's that knocking at my heart? The question being asked by that irrepressible champion of knock-knocks, Martha Ray.
Who's that knocking at my heart? If it is a blue, I'm not at home, but if it's love, won't you please come to my feet? Who's that knocking at my heart?
Mac Denny again.
I think you will enjoy College Holiday. I know I enjoyed making it and being associated with those six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Oh, how cute! Oh, it's you.
Mary Bolin.
Oh, isn't he thoughtful? Nice eyes, too.
Martha Ray.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Marcia Hunt, Eleanor Whitney, and many others in this gay romantic musical comedy. Well, I'll be seeing you when you come to see College Holiday.
Well, good night, folks.
This radio preview of College Holiday was produced at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. The picture was directed by Frank Tuttle. This is Gayne Whitman speaking.